Kia ora koutou, it's 11 on Sunday. You're listening to Art Bank.
Good morning.
Ngā mihi o te tauhou. Happy New Year, everyone, from the Art Bank crew. Yeah. Oh, actually, you were here last week.
I was here last week, it's good.
Happy New Year from me.
I think that's the nice thing about being a crew, though. It's not the whole gang until we're all here.
Yeah, hard out. Hey, hope you're all having a good week out there. It's kind of a quiet time for the art world at the moment, but big things happened this week with Michael Patakofai's new work, The Lighthouse, getting revealed on Queen's Wharf. It's a controversial work, and
Ricky Hun, fisherman on the wharf, says it's the most hideous thing he's ever seen.
Yeah,
reports the NZ Herald.
There's a lot of people getting really worked up about it. They think it's very offensive towards homeless people and people that have been kicked out of the state houses, because it is pretty much a replica state house that costs about $1.5 million to construct down on Queen's Wharf, and it's inaccessible to the public. You can look into the inside of the building, and there are some huge 10 big Venetian chandeliers hanging down. I think it's a commentary on the sort of gentrification and selling off of the state houses, and also a commentary on the way New Zealand and Auckland presents itself to the world.
As the sort of touch point between the rest of the world and New Zealand?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it's called The Lighthouse.
It's just there's, it feels like there's a lot of different ways to take it.
Yeah, there are. And like, I think he's, Michael Patakofai is very much aware of all the different readings, and he's kind of the puppeteer and is very much in control of the strings, I think. Even the way the work got funded, you know, it's got a big chunk of it came from Barfoot and Thompson. So he's sort of getting real estate money. Then there's a private benefactor and the council. So it's this big mix of sort of state and private and
corporate
business. So that's kind of, I guess, a reflection of how the state housing is being divided up. And I think it's an interesting work. I'm really interested to hear your thoughts, dear listeners. So you can get in touch with us. 309-3879 is the studio number. Or text us on 5395. What do you think? Are you offended? Do you think it's just a big insult to people who have been forced out of state homes and people who have suffered from the lack of funding for state homes? Or do you think it's a cutting commentary? Let us know. Now, on with the show.
We've got Jess Bailey in studio.
Hello.
And Jess, you've got a show coming up at Lot 23.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go into detail about what that is?
Yeah, sure. It's a suite of works that I've been doing sort of throughout uni, and I've just put them out in the world.
Cool.
Saying da-da.
Very good.
Yeah.
So these are quite lively physical works. They've got these big bulbous, colourful features. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got to some of these big gestures?
Well, my painting actually, beginning of sort of first semester last year.
Yeah.
I was working mostly with sculptural works, like quite playful installations occupying like a whole room with sort of scatters of sort of little blobs and stockings and things hung with paintings, and it was very all-encompassing, huge, and but also bitsy in the sort of way it was put together. And then I got to that point and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah. But I guess the forms that you see in the paintings kind of reflect that.
Yeah,
that
so
sculptural...
I've kind of carried that through, but in a lot more intimate, sort of small, reserved way that I felt like it's more refined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel more comfortable? Like, is it a comfort thing?
It's kind of the difference between going out and coming home, in terms of mentality.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And you've just finished up 3 years at Unitech.
Yeah.
What's that process like? I don't really know much about Unitech as a institution.
We were kind of the lost socks in the laundry of Unitech our year. Our course is completely done. So there's no first years, second years, third years. There's just a couple of master's students this year, I think. So yeah, it was a very small, sort of tight-knit group of us, and there were struggles. There were things where they were like, oh, well, we'll let you guys do this, and then didn't.
Right.
But I think at the end, we did really well. I respect all my tutors, you know, individually, and the facilities were fantastic.
But as an institution, it sounds quite problematic. And So I guess these works have kind of been forged through... through a bit of hard work and having to overcome a few things.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that? Do you think they're forged out of sort of conflict?
Or having to push through?
Definitely sort of, you know, when you stick Play-Doh through one of those sort of things and it comes out like spaghetti and kind of put them all back together again. That was me.
Very good. Shall we jump into a little song and then get back into
I think I've got a song pulled up here.
Great.
This is Butch and Sundance, Busta Rhymes and Q-Tip. And we're going to be back after the song. You're listening to Art Bank.
Shake, shake. Well, shake. Bust my brother despite the two mothers. Butcher, son, dance, trot, kill, shot to your fuckers. You feel the wind of excellence before we enter in the room. So assume your position of the natural born coon. When we croon other rappers, pune, 80 start to swoon. Wolves are howling at the moon, your time will never come soon. Marquee features me in the book, the bad boy. Petty thoughts of ascension when we rhyme become boy. The game of life, game of death, tap out, you can't take it. And rappers fake it till they make it. In the spirits of naked, your lady shoes are ass mutant. Other rhyme evolution and all the issues you're confusing. And we are the solution, your buzz rhyme.
I'm on black, you know it's a rap. And despite all of the shit you talk, these niggas is right. Fuck that, fuck with this bitch, them niggas is back. Show me your ass, stack it up all on a nigga, now ass clap. Don't get your ass capped, tryna be like the next dude. Go ahead, move, try to prove something, my test tube. A couple of you funny looking niggas and fool fools. Them niggas is too cool, you niggas is through. See, we live with it, homie, look, we clearing the bar out. Toast to celebrating every drink till we fall out. While I'm with a strong shine, bitch, you know it's false rhymes, let me explain.
No,
I'm fucking with the slimes, that's it, fuck the time. We rock on and on, you rhyme wrong. Everything about you dead gone. The niggas in the front heard you got my back. I'ma put the drug back in the street like nickel crack.
Abstract.
One for the beat and two for the creator. The remains ain't debater whose position can be greater. From Dallas to Decatur, the live motivator. Couldn't cut it with a beta. A grandmaster was your data. To the youth who's disenchanted, we'll revamp it single-handed. Indigenous deepness, every man understand it. You spitting sweet 16s for campus queens. My mind's got legendary genes that bought me greens. Your virtual robotic, I got the lean product fiends. Follow like the hobbit cause the cop can never top it. And your trash is not the topic. We know you can't rock it. Well, shit, the topic is that none of your niggas can stop it. Indeed, we're gonna do it. You know we went through it. Here's a strike to prove it. If you listen to the music, if you listen to the music, then you're sure to get it better. It's the abstract and the dragon, and we're doing this together.
Do it together. Do it forever. Boss Grand M. Bury your rhymes. Finish building your shrines. Or shit, another verse. Get in line first. What it's worth. Did it all. Did it first. Niggas mad. Sick with thirst. Hit them bad. Till it hurt. Pick the land. Pick the turf. The fuck is up. You're getting this work. I stay on my bullshit. Eat your niggas food. Bitch, I'm in the mood. While I'm like swallowing Quaalude, bet they want that shit. Better forfeit and forklift niggas like I'm throwing them off cliffs. It's all horse shit, bang them niggas like warships. She want the daiquiri while I'm allowing a forceps. Frostbitten out here acting like they important. You off niggas, get to accepting your loss quick. Abort this, identify the god as your lordship. For how you funny niggas looking like you an ostrich. Beat niggas, how you look severely assaulted. The cost is whatever niggas want, it's the boss, kid.
Hey yo, come on, what you doing? What you doing, dude? Why you trying to stop my shit, son? The fuck's up, son? Stop doing that shit, son. Word, son, stop doing that shit. Fuck that.
Hey, hey, welcome back, Art Bank, on a Sunday morning. Was that Q-Tip or something?
That was Q-Tip and Busta Rhymes.
Nice one.
Which is, yeah, it's a good song. We're here with, in case you're just tuning, we have Jess Bailey.
Hello.
And your show that you've got coming up at Lot 23 is called Duffy's Early Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to unpack that a little bit?
Sure. All of the paintings in the show I've named after varieties of plum trees.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because at my parents' house we had a plum orchard and sort of apple trees and pears and things. And I was just looking at, and I kind of, I wanted to give them sort of personalities, but not necessarily a human aspect, if that makes sense. So it just seemed right.
I love variety of fruit names. I think they're really interesting.
Yeah.
It's sort of a make or break, apparently, for fruit. Make or break stuff. If you don't get the name right, just don't sell, you know?
It was like a massive Vanity Fair article about different apple breeds or something, and how it's all very much in the...
Yeah, they're called like lemonade, you know, that's a zingy one.
That's good, that's going to sell.
Yeah.
So is the title of the show the name of a plum variety?
Yeah, so there's a plum tree. They've got sort of large red-skinned plums, yellow flesh. They bloom early.
And they're called Duffy's.
Duffy's Early Jewel. And
marvelous.
That's what I called my suite of watercolour works that I'm going to place in the show in a little box so people come and pick them up and see what they're like.
Oh,
yeah,
very good.
And that sort of tactile engagement is, it's very intimate.
Yeah.
And have you done much in your time in study? Did you do much work with that sort of tactile, interactive?
I very much touched on it, but I didn't delve in. It was, I felt like my whole uni experience was very much learning how to paint and not necessarily paint well, but sort of understand your medium well enough to use that to your advantage to convey whatever you're talking about.
Right.
I don't know if I don't think that's a Unitech specific thing. It's just my personal journey.
Let's talk about your mediums. I'm really interested to hear what you're using. So there's a little bit of watercolour going on with the sort of more drawing ones. But,
yeah.
And then what about the more painterly ones? What are you using there?
Mostly acrylic for the sort of more final works. I kind of consider myself a drawer more than a painter. So even though they're paintings, like I would do 10 works and maybe 2 of them I'll put on the wall and be like, these are done. These are okay.
Yeah. So there's a bit of chopping and changing and sorting out. Talking about chopping, well, maybe cutting. You were saying that some of the gestures were reflective of the lawn mowing and that you sort of saw your dad doing when you were growing up.
So. Yeah.
There's a bit of sort of outdoor backyard themes going on.
You've got a bit of a green thumb, and I sort of have all of these eclectic sort of tactile experiences, I guess, of, you know, planting the potatoes with my pops and my nana would go out with me when I was young, and we'd collect all of the lichen off the trees to dye wool. So all of these colours and all of these things... sort of informing my palette in terms of what my paintings look like.
So would you dye the wool with the lichen?
Yeah. Really? So you get a nice range from sort of like a muddy green or an orange, depending on how long you leave it.
Right.
Which is kind of fascinating.
Wow. Yeah. So, very, very interesting. Hey, I think we might have got a little call coming through based on that... possibly to do with that Michael Patakofi thing. Do you want to pick that up and...
let's see what's happening.
Hello, 95 BFM. Are you there? Oh.
Is that...
No, that's a big nothing there, so maybe...
I like that we're at the beginning of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, this is going terribly.
Well, maybe give us a text if your call isn't working so well. But yeah, just reiterating, if you've got some thoughts on that Michael Patakofi work down on Queen's Wharf, the lighthouse, you can give us a call on 309 3879 or text us in on 5395. We'd be really interested to hear what you're thinking about. In the meantime, Jessica, can you tell us a bit more about some of the other sort of things that you might have grown up with out west, which is sort of informing some of these works?
Yeah, it's this strange parallel in that I... sort of have found a way to group all together is that on one hand I've got this sort of Mackenzie Hills and Murawai Beach and it's all very rough and ready, and then on the other hand I've got sort of, you know, Betty Spaghetti and Barbie dolls and
Betty Spaghetti?
Betty Spaghetti. She's just like It was just a doll with really long limbs and like kind of curly hair.
It's like Barbie, but she only makes spaghetti.
No,
and this is variations.
No, it was just like a really lanky thing. I identify with that as I've got lots of long limbs.
Right. Yeah. Well, very good. So yeah, there's a bit of these kind of contrasts between earthiness and the sort of more bubbly plasticky things. So I guess you kind of almost get that just with the acrylic. It's so plasticky, and then the gouaches seem, or like the watercolors and things, seem a little bit more earthy. Well, very good. Shall we jump into another little tune and just keep the songs ticking away?
So this is your request, yes. This is You Do the Math Street Chant.
Cheers.
Here we go. Intolerance at this altitude, it gets to the point of being rude. It's alright. We'll be right back.
artist?
These are the artists, Your Majesty.
What the bloody hell? You said it was time for the royal blimmin' portrait!
It's just what artists look like these days, sadly.
Drawing Club returns to Ye Olde Queen's Wharf, a free outdoor summer event for artists of all levels. You bring drawing supplies and we'll bring the life model, still life backdrops and some of Auckland's raddest DJs spinning for your enjoyment. Drawing Club at Queen's Wharf, 5:30 to 7:30 this Wednesday, January 18. For more info, find Drawing Club on Facebook or at queens-wharf.co.nz.
95 BFM. Back for 2017, refreshed, renewed, and ready for more rare and remarkable radio. Now with a brand new, fully functioning website.
It works!
A refurbished news pod receiving dispatches from all over the world and beyond.
Under the Official Information Act, he's actually required.
An in-house advertising corner dedicated to maintaining a high standard of quality, cut-through creative. And all this surrounded by a choice collective of dedicated music enthusiasts and radio hosts, playing the best of everything you're unlikely to hear anywhere else. Original originator for music, news and points of views. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device at 95bfm.com. It's summer.
95bfm. For it starts to take it
Take BFM with you this summer. 95 SPF.
Kia ora, welcome back to Art Bank. Fine Sunday morning. We're here with Jessica Bailey, Theo McDonald and Tom Tuke, all talking about Jessica's show, which is coming up at Lot 23.
Duffy's Early Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jess, when is that show? How can people...
Well, it is on the 26th of this month, and the opening's from... 6 till 8.
Yep, cool.
There'll be wine and crackers, the usual.
What sort of crackers are you going for?
I don't know.
Huntley and Palmer's?
I just gave them my money. And I was like, do the good things. Mm.
Sweet, yeah. Well, we'll be there and we'll look at the art and we'll judge your crackers and we'll see how
I'm
that goes.
I'm hoping Huntley and Palmer's.
Maybe some like cracker. Melon with prosciutto.
Ah, cool.
I think
that's huge.
Mm, that's good.
I'll be there in a heartbeat.
It's got to be summery, you know?
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Wrap and ready.
What else is happening in the art world this summer, Theo? I've sort of been out of the loop. I've been tramping on Great Barrier.
Well, as people who tuned in last week will have heard, I went down to Wellington. And I talked a little bit about what was down there, but in Auckland there's a lot of things happening as well. There's Anne Shelton Dark Matter on at the moment, the Auckland Art Gallery.
And what's that? What are we looking at when we see Anne Shelton's Dark Matter?
Well, it's a retrospective. It's got works going back through her entire career. Some of them have been sort of repurposed and reconfigured to be turned into large, almost installation works.
Right.
So you've got her photographs of famous crime scene locations. You've got her peephole photographs, which are sort of, done with a wide-angle lens of these state house, empty state house rooms. You've got portraits of her friends from the 90s. It's a very diverse grouping of work, and it's all brilliantly coloured with Karen Walker-selected paint tones on the walls that sort of blend into each other as you move through the rooms.
Whoa.
It's a very dramatic showing from the Auckland Art Gallery.
Right, yeah.
And they've produced sort of like a lovely edition accompanying it that's filled with ephemera from the Auckland art scene in the 90s, like flyers for art space shows and stuff like that. Like, it's a very dense show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that's one thing that's on.
Cool.
There's also Lee Ming Wei's show, which is the current ticketed show at the Auckland Art Gallery.
Okay, so is that a sort of, Lee Ming Wei's a American Singapore-based artist, I think? Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Maybe he's Taiwanese. I'm not quite sure. And so what would we be seeing if we walked into Lee Ming Wei's show? He's quite audience-based, isn't he?
It's called The Art of Participation.
Yeah.
Have you gone and...
I haven't seen it yet, but I really love the idea of it.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, like it's structured around these audience-based works. I think there are maybe four or five or maybe seven sort of key works in it that are his works, which include one where you write a letter and place it inside this room and it gets mailed by that gallery.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a...
Where does it get mailed to?
Where you address it to.
Oh, okay.
So the idea is that you write the letter you've wanted to write.
Oh, okay.
To sort of address someone or unburden yourself of some feeling. And then there's also a work which is requires people to bring along items that are in disrepair, and they'll be repaired by people working in the space. And what sort of sets the show apart is that all of these participatory works by Li Mingwei are integrated with contextual works from the Auckland Art Gallery's collection.
Oh, really?
So you've got William Blake prints and a McCann, and it's kind of diversifying across that. And also the entire show opens with a sort of L-shaped corridor arranging historical photographs of the artist's descendants to sort of like, you know, it's like a... You know, at the beginning of Marvel movies, you have the logo where all the comic books flicker past.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Setting the trajectory of this is what history has brought us and this is where we are now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's very fascinating. Yeah, yeah.
It's very dense. So I went along on New Year's Day because it was free.
Okay.
So cool. If you can find another public holiday there, there's a few coming up.
Okay.
It turns out your Auckland Art Gallery is quite free on public holidays, which I didn't know, which is quite cool.
I think Auckland Anniversary Day might be coming up quite soon, so maybe I'll jump along then.
Mm.
What about in the sort of the slightly smaller scale, less art gallery-ish, more sort of, you know, student-run ones? What's happening in the... is there a glove box show, you were saying?
Yeah, there's currently a glove box show. It's called Somewhere Now, and it features the artists Eleanor Woodhouse, Carl Bailey, Lucinda Bennett, Nahuya Harrison, and Sam Becker.
Oh, that's a great lineup.
It's a pretty dramatic show. It's I think, glove box kind of, as an artist from space, you know, it picked up Fuzzy Vibe's mantle of... really going in for architectural intervention.
Yep.
And this is, I think, it's one of their final shows. They're, you know, about to close out.
Oh, really?
Their lease is coming to an end, and this is quite a dramatic show. It's got some really interesting stuff going on and some nice written pieces. And last night they had a barbecue to open it.
Cool.
And that's going for a couple of weeks, so okay. It's a good one to
Is there any sort of standout work that would be good to walk into?
I think the fact that... I don't think I'm just going to give it away because people said it's still impressive. The entire floor is covered in sand, like quite thick sand. Like it's not like you can't see the floor at all. There are footprints all through it from everyone who's come through, and you can see the you know, all the different shoe brands kind of quite clearly. And there's little bits of what look like, you know, native plants sort of just planted in the ground. It's very cool, and it's all lit with sort of like a red light. And when I was there, we were talking about, you know, people were trying to work out if it was meant to be the beach, the desert, Mars. Like, it's that kind of science fiction ambiguity.
Yeah.
Like how Star Wars was filmed in Tunisia.
Yeah, it is quite a science fiction-y space. If you are trying to find Glovebox, it's really tucked away sort of behind Beresford Square. If you go down towards old, what is it, Samoa House? Samoa House Lane. You'll find it tucked away, and it's sort of an underground bunker. So it's a really cool little space, and it sounds like they're all shutting up quite soon, so it would be cool to go and check that out. Should we jump into another little tune and then carry on the chat after that?
We've got Level Headed by Hans Pocket coming up.
Great.
Chill me out, we?
I think you mean, when are we? But also I think you mean, where are we? Because we're in Japan, but we're also in the distant past.
Wow.
This is the very day young Rick Breeze witnessed a powerful spring wind carrying cherry blossom petals in such a beauteous way that his weather obsession was born. Look, there he is! Pass me the camera!
Right, oh, yeah.
There's no memory card in this.
You told me to bring a camera. You didn't say anything about a memory card.
God damn it. Oh, crap, he's seen us.
Disney.
Oh, I'm so freaking shamed by you.
Shut up.
Spring is here, so it's time to spring forward into a decent weather forecast. Catch Rick Breeze, the captain of the cold front, every morning on breakfast, where he'll rain down meteorological insights. Rick Breeze and the BFM Weather Report, every morning on breakfast with updates throughout the day. Proudly brought to you by Pro Gear, professional photographics. They've got the cameras and accoutrements to make all your shots primo. Check them out at progear.co.nz.
Thank you.
Bank on Sunday. That was the Dead Sea with
from the album Patience. It was Shaft.
Shaft. And before the ad break was Hans Puckett, which is a couple of art boys from Wellington, I think, are in that band. So yeah, all bloody relevant.
Classic Art Bank music.
Yeah. So what else? Well, I'll try and fill you in a little bit on the stuff that I've seen on my travels art-wise. I went up to Kawakawa on the way up to the Bay of Islands, probably most well-known for its Hantavasa toilets, but I went to a different spot. This was the King's Theatre Creative Centre, and it was a really cool little gallery. There's a collection of prints from Maud Cook Davies. Her show called The Force of Nature was on, and it's a masterful collection of print, colour, harakeke, and te nahiri, which translates as a native forest. And it's on now through to the 22nd of January. So she's gone and made a lot of the paper out of flax, so it's sort of printing onto this amazing paper, and that was very, very cool. Yeah, there's also Tautoko from Davina Duke there, and so she's got a stunning white raku piece called Whakaruruho. There was a lot of Maori art from around, just around that sort of Northland, but also just around Kawakawa. Lots of local works, some pottery. There was another artist who was doing these sort of prints of Maori Star Wars characters. I don't know. They were quite fun.
What sort of prints were they?
They were kind of digital. I think they were digital prints. Oh. Yeah, sort of illustrations of. I think one was called something like R2KO or something. I'm not quite sure. It was cool. If you're driving through Kawakawa, it's on the right. If you're going north, just sort of after the toilets.
And that's such a good description of a gallery. It's like it's. Take a right at the dairy, go left.
Not even. It's just on the main road. So that was my Northland art experience, and then I also went and saw some cool work on Great Barrier. There's a gallery there called the Black Cow Gallery, I think, and that's I think it's the only sort of unmanned gallery on, I guess, window in Auckland is like that. But it was there's nobody running the gallery. You just go along, and if you like the work, you can drop some coins and.
If you don't like the work, can you take it down and put your own up?
No, none of that. None of that, Theo. But there, the artist there. There was a painter and a wood carver, and there are these amazing wood carvings. A lot of the diversity of the trees on Great Barrier Island, just incredible. And he just used all sorts of different wood, but the ones that stuck out to me were these bowls made out of pahutukawa wood, and pahutukawa just comes up the most dark, dense, reddy colour when it's chopped down or fallen down, hopefully. But that was a bit of a highlight. And I saw him again at the Muscle Fest. He was there in the flesh.
I'm not that familiar with Great Barrier. I've only been there once.
The Muscle Fest.
Saw a very
fest.
Big stingray.
Oh, really?
Is it muscle? Is that emu? What type of muscle is that?
It's just the seafood, not the
gun. It's not a gun show.
Not a gun show. No. I wish. No, I just spent a lot of time listening to sort of backpackery types singing and with the guitars and eating some mussels and drinking some quite expensive beer. It was all right.
Yeah, I can imagine if it was the other type of muscles, there would have been some real works of art there.
Yeah. There were some sculptural pieces, I'm sure, but alas. So that's kind of, apart from that, I've really been out of the art loop. So thanks for filling me in on what's happening in Auckland. And I hope that you can have heard a little bit about what's happening in Kawakawa Tryphena.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm heading up that way, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on the right.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, this is also, speaking of an eye on the right, this is the last Art Bank show before President-elect Donald Trump becomes president.
Oh.
So, you know, there's a lot of controversial responses to that from art communities. I know that Cindy Sherman and Richard Serra have put out a request that in protest art institutions around America close their doors on the day of the inauguration.
Right.
What do you think of that? Do you think some people, there's been a response saying that for, you know, essentially millionaires such as Richard Serra and Cindy Sherman to sort of make a call like that, it's really an empty gesture. They're not giving anything up. They're just...
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of that with any kind of protest to Trump, because everything seems so weird and so strange that any kind of protest sort of gets dwarfed out by the weirdness of it all. So I think any kind of sign of protest is actually quite good, and it is important to kick up a fuss. And even though sort of shutting the doors of art galleries might seem, you know, pretty minor in the scheme of things, you know, any kind of sign of dissent is important, because I don't know, I think it's easy to just be completely overwhelmed and downtrodden about it and not do anything. So I'd say good on them.
I kind of think I'm not confused. I understand closing the doors, but I think in any time on this earth, I think now is the time to make more art and open the doors and just put it all out there. Put it on the table. That's my opinion of that.
Take your point. Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Shall we jump in with another little
Elliot Smith?
Yeah.
Should we dive into Elliot Smith? This is Art Bank. You're listening to Art Bank.
Can you throw me that big bread book?
Thank you.
we?
I think you mean, when are we? But also I think you mean, where are we? Because we're in Japan, but we're also in the distant past.
Wow.
This is the very day young Rick Breeze witnessed a powerful spring wind carrying cherry blossom petals in such a beauteous way that his weather obsession was born. Look, there he is! Pass me the camera!
All right, oh, yeah.
There's no memory card in this.
You told me to bring a camera. You didn't say anything about a memory card.
God damn it. Oh, crap, he's seen us.
Disney.
Oh, I'm so freaking shamed by you.
Shut up.
Spring is here, so it's time to spring forward into a decent weather forecast. Catch Rick Breeze, the captain of the cold front, every morning on breakfast, where he'll rain down meteorological insights. Rick Breeze and the BFM Weather Report, every morning on breakfast with updates throughout the day. Proudly brought to you by Pro Gear, professional photographics. They've got the cameras and accoutrements to make all your shots primo. Check them out at progear.co.nz.
You're listening to Art Bank.
So you're back with Art Bank, and we're just going to close out the show. And there are a few little shout-outs to do.
Yep.
Last week, if you tuned in, we talked to Leeming Hu from Riff Raff, who are the artists in residence at Enjoy over the summer down in Wellington. And they've got a call-out for their Contemporary Art Trust, Trust Us. So I'm just going to read this, this
go
public
for
statement.
It.
Do you make art? Are you dying to donate your art via telethon run by the Trust Us Contemporary Art Trust, Toucat, and Enjoy Gallery this summer? To kickstart their collection, Toucat is organising a free live-stream 12-hour telethon at Enjoy during Riff Raff's summer residency. And we want your art, yes yours, to be a part of the mayhem. Rather than seeking financial donations, the Toucat telethon will be collecting art. These art donations will automatically become a part of the Toucat collection. The goal of the telethon is to amass a large and stupendously diverse collection of contemporary art made in Aotearoa. The main drop-off centre of the Toucat telethon will be Enjoy in Wellington, with sister drop-off centres set up in Auckland, Christchurch and Dunedin. At the conclusion of the telethon, Toucat will attempt to gift the entire collection to the Chartwell Trust. If they choose not to accept the gift, then it will be digitally and physically archived by the Toucat for future accumulation and display opportunities. So basically any work you can make is welcome to be included in the Toucat collection. Just keep an eye on Enjoy's social media presence to check back in when that's happening.
And just fill us in, Theo, the Chartwell Trust, that's the kind of big trust that has a huge collection which gets shown around the country.
Yeah, they've got an amazing amount of work. I know that they bought the Daniel Malone work where he, from about 12 or 14 years ago, where he presented every single item from his flat.
Yeah.
They bought the entire thing, orange peels and all. They also give money to places like Art Space and a whole slew of different shows.
So, if you want your art to be part of that collection, this could be a good way to
this
get in there.
This could be the way.
Yeah, okay. Oh, cool. And any other big shout-outs before the end of the show?
Well, coming up today, if you want something to do, there is the No Venues Tahake Reserve event. That's a gig happening at the Tahake Reserve, which is in Mount Eden. And there's a number of sort of art bands performing there, including File Folder, who've got a song pulled up from, which we're going to play soon.
Great.
To close out the show. And that's just a thing to go along to. Check it out on Facebook, No Venues Tahake Reserve.
That's at that little stage sort of halfway up the mountain, if you're sort of coming up from the Simon Street end of Mount Eden. Just wander up there this afternoon and I'm sure there'll be some cool vibes coming out of that place.
That's from 2 to 5 today.
Great.
So it's a tight show. There's some good looking acts in there. So it's an exciting thing. Should we listen to a song by File Folder?
Yep, cool. Should we sign out for the week?
Yeah, I think
we'll
sign out.
Thanks,
Ben Art Bank. Thanks for
tuning
in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. And Jess, do you want to give a little shout out for your show before we leave?
Oh, yep. So Lot 23, 26th of January. See you there.
Cheers, Jessica.
Awesome.